This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Optics. A word used often in politics. Politicians will orchestrate things. They will make a meeting look bigger than what it is, or they will blow up, you know, an event. They call, you know, the crises, right? Things that happen, and they say, don't let it go to waste. But they will change the angle to make an audience size look larger. Impossible to do under Biden, because when you can't get more than 10 people at a rally, it no matter what, it looks pretty bad. But they'll do that, and they want optics. They'll do optics to say, oh, we can't have Hunter Biden appear to be a crackhead. Let's change the optics by saying, no, he was a good business person, he's a good kid, and oh, by the way, he's a Renaissance man because he's a painter, and he's selling his paintings for $50,000. Once somebody buys a painting of yours for $50,000, if it's a rich buddy, you can then officially say that, because they need the optics of Hunter to look differently from the reality of it. And essentially what it is people are structuring things in order to have their best foot forward. And look, I don't disagree necessarily with that as a marketing strategy. I'm not here to condemn that. If you're going to do shoot your sizzle reel, you take the best of what you've done. You don't go grab mediocre stuff. So the optics, go look at my sizzle reel. The optics of my sizzle reel are Kevin destroys leftists. But here's the reality of it. Kevin destroys leftists. It's not always sizzly, but it is good and it's consistent. But see, what the Democrats do with optics is they change the complete vision of what it is. It isn't just about, let me take the best of who I represent, and I'm going to show you that. Like when I was at Ozzie Smith's, his deal, we go every year to his award, his charity event, and they show Ozzie's sizzle reel. And you see decades of this guy's performances, and you go, wow. But see, Ozzie was a great shortstop even when he wasn't making great plays. The optics of his sizzle reel is just to show you what you might have missed if you were the ones that were all put together. Democrats aren't like that. Democrats' optics are, how do we cover up? So a good example, Black Lives Matter. The optics of this, with everybody being so accepting, is that black people are oppressed, and if you're not down with BLM, then you're racist. If you believe that all lives matter, you're racist, even though technically it's the opposite. So they change the optics so you feel guilty for wanting to believe that all lives matter, because you're not giving preferential treatment to the ones who are supposedly downtrodden, being, you know, completely demoralized, and the police are beating us up and all this, and it's a lie. But they change the optics, because the changing the optics for them is to make you believe the lie. So BLM exists, built on a lie, hands up, don't shoot. Proven lie, proven by the Barack Obama, baby black Jesus administration, that it never happened. Hands up, don't shoot. Lie. So we have these, every statistic, don't believe me, but I can tell you this with 100% certainty. The statistics around black death by cop is so ridiculous that we shouldn't even be talking about this. I said the other day, we're talking about sexualization of kids, little kids. Why are we having this stupid conversation? We shouldn't even be talking about this. It should not happen. Black Lives Matter should not exist. And because it exists as a terror group, an intimidation group, and leftists let it occur. They encourage it. So now what are we learning about these frauds, these Marxists who want you to believe that black people are being killed in epidemic proportions and it's all the cops' fault, and I could go on. Less than 200 black people are killed in an unarmed situation, killed by a cop in any type of situation, and maybe one of those, if I wanted to stretch it, two are bad shoots, where the cop, for the record, gets prosecuted. Let me tell you, what's funny, people don't even talk about that. When it is a bad shoot, the family gets a crap load of money that the citizens have to pay, and the cop generally goes to prison. They don't tell you that part. So So I talked about crime in a previous episode, and I talk about crime a lot. Look at the crime statistics. Ask yourself if you think things are going to get better when you got people like BLM, Antifa, running around here doing whatever they want to do because the left doesn't care. Those are their thugs, not ours. If we had thugs, they would shut us down. We have good groups out there, the Tea Party, various Trump groups, and they try to pretend that we're the thugs. They pretend we're the ones doing nefarious deeds. Well, look at this. Mansions purchased by the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation doubled in value. Look, here's what this guy writes. In a scenario that sounds like it could have occurred on a flamboyant Bravo TV channel series, Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles, the property reportedly increased by 250% based on neighborhood comps. And between the short time it was apparently purchased by a real estate developer working for the BLM co-founders and when it was sold to a BLM shell company in a cash deal. Story first broken by the liberal New York Magazine. It was New York Magazine. I'm saying it wasn't a New York Magazine. It was New York Magazine. Author Sean Campbell claimed that the complicated acquisition of the 6,500 square foot, six bedroom property in LA, in the LA enclave of Studio City, suggests that it has been handled in ways that blur or cross boundaries between charity and private companies owned by some of its leaders. On Instagram, BLM co-founder Patrice Cullors reportedly denounced the New York Magazine article as, quote, a despicable abuse of a platform and form of racism and sexism. In a lengthy article, Campbell, who has been covering BLM finances, added that it, quote, creates the impression that money donated to the cause of racial justice has been spent in ways that benefit the leaders of BLM personally. In the days after the above-mentioned developer, Diane Pascal reportedly purchased the two parcels of land from Atella Evangelist for $3.1 million. BLM GNF bought it for $5.8 million using donated funds. Specifically, 2 days after Pascal bought the mansions, lawyers for the Democratic firm, get this one, you're going to remember the name, Perkins Coie Incorporated, an LLC in Delaware, named for the mansion's address. 4 days later, on October 27, the home was transferred to the company for $5.8 million, records show. Property records also show that no transfer taxes were paid. BLM GNF is a tax-exempt charity, according to the New York Post. So I ask you, anybody think this is an up-and-up deal? What would they be saying about this if this were a conservative group that did this, or Donald Trump Jr.?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259. 96-12-59.
What are you so happy about?
I'm on the pill.
Aren't you two a bit old to worry about having more kids?
Not her. Me.
You lost me there, buddy.
Steel Man Pills. Things weren't always looking up, if you catch my drift. So, my doctor prescribed me a little something.
Like Viagra?
Yeah, but that's expensive, and it wasn't covered by my insurance. Steel Man Pills cost me less than $3 a pill, and virtually the same effect. I just called and got over 40 pills for only $99.
I have this friend who might be looking and...
Well, if your friend wants some help, the consultation is free over the phone. No clinic. Steel Man Pills sends it in the mail in a confidential package.
I'm on it. I mean, my friend will be on it.
Steel Man Pills. Going the extra mile to help men with erectile dysfunction.
800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. 800-399-3691. That's 800-399-3691.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The Democrats absolutely excel in ruses. We talked a while back about Whitmer, right? She was supposedly, it was a kidnap thing against her. Huh. Not the case. Big fat lie. I think it is. She was embroiled in controversy over Wu flu lockdowns, and she needed to get sympathy for herself, so they're trying to kidnap me. We don't do that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to Conservatives. Look, we will get you at the ballot box. If we think it's legit, we'll just beat you. We did it to Obama. He got in all cocky in 2008 and 2010. We clipped his wings like he would never fail. Watch the cross courses. Yeah, they do. And as long as it's fair, let me tell you something, conservatives. If the media were fair, if elections were fair, let me tell you what they will never tell you. We dominate. We don't just barely win. We would have 64 Senate seats. Easily. Every election cycle. We would, of the 435 congressmen, we would have 320 of them. We would never, with these Democrats, ever be able to have leadership. And we would win as long as we had decent candidates like Trump and DeSantis and Rand Paul and others. We would never lose the presidency. If they played it by the book, we would never lose. And then we would make this country so much better. America would be first. People would have a whole different sense of who they are. I could go on. So ask yourself, why don't the congressmen, why don't politicians want this? Why don't leftists want this? Just ask yourself. Go look at Trump's record. Everything that he did, everything leading up to him closing out his first term and then the coup, and ask yourself, what did he do that you would say, let's get rid of him? Because I have looked at his record across the board. There is nobody close outside of Wu Flu. So why would they want to get rid of him? I'm asking you this question for real. See, the answer is this. They don't want progress. They don't want problems solved. Now, you've heard me say this before, but I want to reemphasize it. Give me your problem. Give me your homelessness problem. I could give you, I'm no genius in homelessness, but here's what I'll tell you. First thing I'd do is I'd say, let's look at those that need psychiatric help and let's give them psychiatric help. Let's remove them from the population because they're the ones who don't understand what's going on. The ones who are homeless because they've fallen on hard times, we've got programs. Let's make sure those programs are proactive in getting them back into the workforce. And we got lots of empty space around this country. Let's put these people in a place. Let's build careers and occupations around even them staying in the place. In other words, if I had an apartment building that's empty and I say, we'll finance these people coming in to, you know, for a leg up, but they got to be cooks, they got to be janitors, they got to be air conditioning people, whatever. You find out what people can do, you put them in the buildings and you let them run it, and they get back into society. Then they're going to go get regular jobs. Look, I'm not saying it'll solve homelessness, but would it help? You want to talk about feeding the hungry? How many restaurants throw food away every day? You know what? They can't give the food away. How many grocery stores get rid of stuff that's expired because it has an expiration date that they have to live by, but it's still good? How many people could we feed? You get what I'm saying? There's innovative solutions. By the way, these are solutions 101. I'm not doing anything you probably haven't thought about. We could solve problems. Leftists don't want to solve problems. You want to solve problems of crime in the black community? Could we not put in the most sophisticated camera systems and listening systems and gunshot detection things and then increase security, have more? You want to help eradicate crime in the black community? Do you think it's not doable? Do you think you couldn't reduce it? Of course you could. Democrats don't want it. They just create stuff because the problem is where the money is, not solving it. Keep the patient needing something from you. And there's no money in the cure. There's only money in the medication. January 6th is what I want to talk about. Recount the many lies told by leftists. Every time you speak with one of them, those vaccinated from Wu Flu are mostly the ones who are now getting sick from and dying from Wu Flu. As an example, make them live it. Judge Trevor McFadden issued the verdict of they couldn't convict any of these January 6 people. Now, see, the Democrats want you to believe that the election was not stolen. I've had many debates. Well, let's just get over it. Okay, so let's just say that we get over it. So are you telling me that you're content with saying that if an election cheat occurs and you can't solve it, it should just go away? Is that the way a democratic republic should work? In the light of evidence, proving what we already know. Let me ask you. Here's what I would ask the people that say, get over it. What happens when you get definitive evidence out of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Colorado, that the big cheat occurred, that they did everything we're talking about? What would you do? Would you tell me to get over it? Or could we go back, rewind the clock, arrest Biden, arrest the Democrats, get rid of Ketanji Brown Jackson and whoever else, Supreme Court justice, federal judges? Could we undo everything? Would you be for that? Or would you just go, get over it? We didn't solve it till then. Wow, man. So is that the way we do normal crime? Because last time I checked, when cops are looking for crimes, it doesn't matter what the statute of limitation is. People go to jail. But people say, get over it. Yeah, that's what you do in civilized countries. You say, look, they stole it. We know it. Get over it. This was the reason why a woman told me she's mad at Trump because he won't just get over it. Going back to this case, this guy's name was Martin. He says he issued a verdict from the bench after hearing the testimony without a jury in the case of Matthew Martin. Martin was the first January 6th defendant to testify in the defense trial and argued Capitol Police allowed him to enter the facility. Martin said he went with the flow. He said he saw a police officer waving him into the building. He says he was in the Capitol building for roughly 10 minutes, and this guy was on trial, held without, you know, all the different things you're supposed to have in terms of your protections under the law, because he's considered a terrorist. 770 people, more than that, have been charged with riot-related federal crimes. 240 pled guilty, mostly to misdemeanors. 140 have been sentenced. Let me tell you, I wish you could stay, would show you the videos. These people are being told by their attorneys, you better just fess up, man. You better just accept it. But here's what I'll tell you. They aren't going to get a fraction, in terms of serious stuff, they're not going to get a fraction of what they want out of this, the Democrats. And at some point, yet another ruse will be exposed of what the Democrat Party is willing to do to cover up its malfeasance. This is what this is about. But this guy got off, and probably because he held his ground. I hope others do the same.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A manhunt is underway for the suspect in a Brooklyn subway shooting.
Schools in the area remain on lockdown. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Lance Pry in our West Coast News Bureau.
Roughly two dozen people were shot or otherwise injured after a lone gunman in a reflective vest and possibly wearing a gas mask threw smoke bombs on a subway car in Brooklyn and began shooting Tuesday morning. It happened on the southbound R train beginning at 25th Street. As the doors closed, the suspect threw the smoke bombs and opened fire. One witness on ABC 7 in New York City.
People all look scared, terrified, calling their parents, calling their jobs.
A U.S. attorney in Michigan is planning to refile charges against two men accused of plotting to kidnap Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A mistrial was declared in the high-profile case last week. USA Radio News. March inflation is the highest in 40 years. The numbers put out Tuesday morning show the consumer price index jumping 8.5% last month. That followed a 7.9% bump in February. Kamal Siri Kamar is with Siri Kamar Global Strategies. He tells CNBC he believes these numbers are going to keep going up.
I think the bad numbers are going to keep coming. Fuel prices are going to remain high. The Russia-Ukraine crisis continues, and we still haven't dealt with the possibility that Russia could stop off any energy exports, and that would be a big push-up for energy inflation and overall inflation.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says he wants Oklahoma to be the most pro-life state in the nation. The comments come as he signs a bill outlawing most abortions. The law, likely taking effect in August, classifies performing an abortion in Oklahoma as a felony. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's funny about the Hollywood and the backdrop of Hollywood and how it plays out in your life is I don't think most people really fully understand it. And the slap during their most biggest award ceremony, the Oscars, the slap of Will Smith slapped Chris Rock, has so many far-reaching ramifications. Honestly, it's a study. If colleges and universities really wanted to study something, this is one of the things they could study. And it's shining moment. Will Smith goes up and slaps Chris Rock. What drove it? They said, oh, well, what drove it was Will was frustrated. He was frustrated because his wife puts all their stuff out in public. Here's her trying just in the house trying to get an Instagram hit. She so craves the accolades, and I think probably is jealous of her husband because he gets better roles. She's not a well-known actress. She was a model, a pretty face for a long time, and married Will Smith supposedly again didn't want to. Cried going down the aisle is what I read about her because she was pregnant at the time. So she married Will in a shotgun wedding. Her mother forced her to marry Will, and of course they have a very unconventional lifestyle. But here she is, and Will Smith's like, look, just I don't want to be put out on social media. Here's a clip.
You know Esther Perel is coming to the table. She's going to be at the red table. Would you say she has been instrumental in you and I redefining our relationship?
I would say don't just start filming me without asking me.
Oh my goodness.
If you could film.
Esther, come help us again, please. I'm still dealing with foolishness.
Don't. No, she, yeah, because she don't just.
Would you say that she helped us heal the hurts that we caused between one another?
My social media presence is my bread and butter, okay? So you can't just use me for social media and not, you know, don't just start rolling. I'm standing in my house. Don't just start rolling.
Don't. Please watch Esther at the red table because she's helped us a lot. Can't you tell?
That would you trade? I don't know who you're with. Maybe Bill Clinton would, but most people I know, I don't care how lovely Jada Pinkett believes herself to be or how people perceive her. That's not a beautiful woman in any way. How do you do that to somebody? And what's funny is by his non-response, it's like, well, you know, you look at this. Look at what I got to deal with. What? Would you want your life put out on social media because she wants to, you know, raise the status of, I don't know, the healer that helped her and her family. If you're healing, honestly, just let it go. I mean, I get it. If you want to promote somebody, there's a way to do it, but you don't use your husband to do it. Anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, by the way, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So a black actor says that Will Smith should return his Oscar. You're probably not going to know this guy's name. His name is Harry Lennix. But the minute you see him, you'll know him from roles. The one that I remember him most iconically in is Ray, the movie Ray. He played the pitch man that, you know, he would do the intros for Ray all around the country, and he replaced Ray's right-hand man. But he's a brilliant actor. Very, very good actor. He was also in the Blacklist with James Spader, if you remember that show. But very good actor. Never won any awards. In fact, friends of mine, Dale and Lori, were going up to, they took a trip up north, and they rode on the same train with him with Harry Lennix and his family, and they had a great conversation and told me all about it. But yeah, so anyway, and at the time it was funny, they're like, Kevin, do you know Harry Lennix? And I'm like, no. But I looked him up and went, oh yeah, Harry, I know this dude. He's been in lots of movies. I think he was in The Matrix and, you know, not the Lawrence, what's his face, Fishburne, but kind of reminds you of him a little bit. Anyway, look him up, Harry Lennix, L-E-N-N-I-X. He wrote this: the Motion Pictures Academy's decision to ban Will Smith from Oscar ceremonies and events for 10 years as discipline for slapping Chris Rock is little more than an extended timeout for a playground bully. It's a toothless penalty that lays bare the shallowness of Hollywood morals. Wow. This dude must feel like, I don't need any more of your money. I'm never going to win an award. So I'm going to just come out and lay it out. I've never seen any, I shouldn't say that. I rarely see anybody this bold in going after Hollywood. He says at this point, the only person who can redeem the integrity of the Oscars is Smith himself. He needs to come to grips with the gravity of the offense he committed. Slapping Rock live on March 27th in front of millions on the Academy Awards stage. Smith needs to express mail his golden trophy back to the Academy and publicly state something to the effect of, out of respect for the 94 years of honor conferred upon this award, I do not in good conscience feel worthy of being its custodian. He goes on to say, of the many unsettling things said in the aftermath of the slap, the most galling to me was his reference to the influence of a higher power during his surreal acceptance speech after he won for his work in King Richard, less than an hour after his act of violence and the Academy's equally shocking decision not to eject Smith from the ceremony. Be still my heart. Number one, what do I tell you guys all the time? These people will invoke God as if, I'm not talking about Lennox, I'm talking about Hollywood. Will Smith goes up, slaps a dude for making a joke, and then wants to invoke God. Nancy Pelosi will invoke God with every piece of legislation that the Democrats want to get passed. And in the next breath, we'll talk about killing babies willy-nilly. These pro-baby killing, pro-essentially lying, deceitful folks out there that call themselves progressives invoke God whenever the chips are down. If only they lived it, huh? So, and then he's right. And I talked about this. It should have been an immediate ejection. They should have walked over to Will Smith and said, sir, we're going to need you to come with us. And just escorted him out. And if Jada wanted to go. She probably would have stayed. But that's what should have happened. So on every level, the leftists missed the mark. One, and I talked about this before,
the long range implications of a black dude hitting another black dude who is supposed to be civilized. This is the most civilized you're supposed to be in the country. This is not street thuggery. And what does Will Smith do? He goes up there and he does street thuggery. And this guy, Harry Lennix, he recognizes it. It's obvious to me that Lennix is a true believer, and he's saying, don't come to me with your God stuff. This is ridiculous. Anyway, he goes on, he says, in his rambling remarks, Smith said, in this time in my life, in this moment, I am overwhelmed by what God is calling on me to do and be in this world. He says, this attempt to explain his actions added to the travesty of this ethical catastrophe. Now, let me tell you what I'm going to do, because I want you guys to understand. The reaction to this guy's, because this was an opinion. This was an opinion piece written by Harry Lennix in one of the leftist magazines. I'm surprised they let him write it. But anyway, the reaction to this was priceless. And it is going to show you just how bad Hollywood is. In multiple ways. The reason I'm bringing this up is I don't care about the slap. I care that a brother, a fellow thespian, a guy from Hollywood, dare speak out and tell you exactly what it is. Because let me tell you something, Americans listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and specifically me right now, this guy exists in Hollywood. There are many people like him. And I'm shocked that he even wrote this. That's what has me out. I'm going, I know that these people exist. I know, you know, the Friends of Abe that existed in Hollywood. There were a bunch of Hollywood people that did not buy into the leftist the version of Hollywood. But they're more than him. I mean, more than that group. And this guy is identifying it. So he goes on, he says, this attempt to explain his actions added to the travesty of this ethical catastrophe, and couching his acceptance speech as somehow submitting to the will of God, Smith abdicated personal accountability. His brutality stripped the entire evening of its prestige. This was proven when stunned Oscar attendees gave a stunning ovation to someone who had just committed assault in front of their eyes. We'll be back in just a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talking about the Oscars and a guy by the name of Harry Lennox, a brother who said to Will Smith, you need to return the Oscar so you can return some semblance of credibility to the award and to the whole, you know, aura around it. And I'm going to get more into what his comments were, but I want to read a few of the responses to the tweets. A lady named Jamila Jamil, who's got a gay flag on her Twitter profile and a check mark, said to her Variety magazine, are you guys high? Harvey Weinstein still has the 700,000 Oscars he was given while the entire industry knew he was a predator. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Why Am I Talking About the Oscars? Because I'm talking about Hollywood. Why am I talking about Hollywood? Because Hollywood is the reason why we live in such a perverted America, where we are discussing LGBTQ issues, and we're talking about 70 different genders, and we're talking about the sexualization of kids early in life. And we're talking about Disney, who I grew up with as a wholesome form of entertainment, now essentially becoming Pornhub. Yeah. I want to let that sink in. You want to know where the culture went? I give you Hollywood. Do you guys remember? I watched the Ten Commandments the other night, the original one with Charlton Heston, with Cecil B. DeMille. I mean, it's funny to watch now, given all that we can do from a technology point of view. But at the time, it was amazingly made. And this is when Hollywood told stories, beautiful stories. And maybe it had a bit of a slant, but it was pro-America. It was pro. Look, let me just put it this way. China makes it to where when you make a movie about China, it needs to be pro-China. Now, I think that's going way too far. You know, the countries, people do bad things, and we need to know about it. But there's something to be said for an edict that says, make our people feel good about ourselves. And let me tell you why. We know the bad. If all you did was focus on, oh, my, like me, my family, my dad, bad guy, wrote a book about it, you know, got it out, it's in there. But I'm not going to focus on that for every discussion. I'm going to talk about, you know what, we learn from that, and I vowed to do a better job. You know, I vowed to be a better human being than my father, etc. And you move on, and you want to, it would be stupid for me to tell my sons, well, your grandfather, he was a terrible guy, you know. And I just say, look, here's a story, you've heard it, okay, now we're going to move on. We're going to get our education, we're not going to take advantage of people, we're going to be good human beings. And story done. We don't focus on it. We don't talk about it anymore, etc. Now, I wouldn't put a fatwa out and say, you can never mention your grandfather again. You know, I wouldn't do that. But I'm not going to let them dwell on it. So American, you know, our pop culture should be, let's, okay, you can talk about, you know, Marvin Gaye, what's going on? Picket lines and picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. Come on, talk to me, you get it? What's going on? I get it. I get why he wrote the song. But we don't, and while I still enjoy the song, forget it, I'll sing it later. But while I enjoy it, I'm not going to focus on it. You don't punish me with brutality anymore. The world has pretty much become my oyster in America. So I don't need to focus on it. So, you know, we move on. But let me tell you what. This lady, Jamila Jamil, with the gay flag on it, who is a blue checkmark person who responded to Variety, are you guys high, and talked about Harvey Weinstein? She says, we've known about this. Rob Ben said this, he was not a predator on stage on the live TV for all the world and children to see and responding back. So, again, giving essentially cover for Will Smith. But here's another one, Brandon Cummings. He said this, sure, wouldn't want to tarnish the pristine honor of the Academy Award, would we? Showed pictures of Harvey Weinstein, Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, and others who've received Oscars. And these are people who've done horrible things. Raping children. Already talked about Weinstein. Now, Woody Allen, in his defense, somebody, you know, said, wait a minute, are we really sure Woody did what he did? Because what Woody did was very slick. He adopted the daughter that he would ultimately marry, an Asian girl. Now, let me see what the other ones were. I'm just going over some of these because some of these are priceless. These comments that were made about the article that Harry Lennox wrote. He says, a guy that says, fart to table, that's his name. He says, all this for Will Smith while Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg are in a movie together currently? So Mel Gibson said some anti-Semitic comments. Mark Wahlberg did some. I don't know exactly what his deal was, but he's in trouble as well. S. Williams said, with one deft blow, which she's quoting
the article. With one death blow, Will Smith created an existential crisis for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The incident was such a jolt to societal norms that it will gnaw away at our national conscience until somehow properly atoned for. She says, we can't be this serious. So she's protecting Will Smith. Another one says, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was condemning Will Smith and putting him up as the face of all black people, while Kareem's own son went to jail for stabbing a neighbor over a trash can. Stabbing a neighbor over a trash can. Oh, man. Then he says, yo, another guy, ho-ho yank apologist, said, yo, at Harry Lennox, I'm having a hard time finding the articles you've written about Woody Allen, Roman Polanski, even Adrian Brody for sexually assaulting someone at the Oscars. Did they get archived? Why am I talking about this? I'm talking about leftists now pointing the finger at other leftists. We're not in this fight. We're not in this fight. Most of the people responding here are people going either, protect Will Smith. Man, y'all talking about Will Smith, that people did other things. And then they're debating on, well, who did it where? Did they do it at the Academy? Or there's a public discussion now that everybody's talking, having to admit that the people of Hollywood are weirdos and they do very debaucherous things and they get away with it. They actually get awards for it. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I want people to understand. Here's what Enrique Playing Culture tags at Unique is his at E Unique or Unique E U N Unique, not in Enrique. Anyway, she says, also, when did the Oscars have honor? When Hattie McDonald's producer had to beg the Academy to let her attend so she could accept her award, only to have her sit at a segregated table in the back and away from her co-stars? This is a black chick pointing out that the Oscars began racist. It goes on and on and on. I just wanted you to get a flavor of what the reaction's been, because I want you to understand there is a big rift inside of leftism. They understand their own hypocrisies. So anyway, he says, I read the quote earlier. With one death blow, Will Smith created an existential crisis for the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. The incident was such a jolt to societal norms that it will gnaw away at our national conscience until someone somehow properly atoned for. Smith, who resigned his AMPUS membership on April the 1st, was quick to accept his punishment when the 10-year ban was announced April 8th. But there is more he should do. Given the coarseness of pop culture in the age of social media, it was no surprise that much of this year's Oscars proceedings were frequently profane. But it is an insult to the honor of God to assign him any part of this tawdry episode. To argue that some deterministic force was at play is to deny the sad fact the affair was purely human. To be sure, a grave moral failure occurred, but the psychology and philosophy that underpins this ongoing spectacle can very ably be explained as an act of free will. I love it. I love that a guy's coming out and saying, don't try to sugarcoat this. This is a debauchery. He understands the world he works in. And according to my friend Dale and Lori, he's a very, very gentlemanly guy. They had a great conversation. He was engaging, et cetera. And I can tell you, knows who he is. And doesn't care about let the chips fall where they may. I think he's done pretty well for himself. He ends it by saying, the stain on the Motion Picture Academy cannot be easily remediated. The only hope for a justifiable grace must involve Smith voluntarily returning his award for Best Actor. Let me tell you what I would do if I were Smith. I'd do exactly that. And he's apologized even more to Chris Rock, but I would return it. I would say, you know what? After thinking about this, I don't need these trophies to validate me. This is what this is about. It's validate. The leftists need validation of something that they're okay. I feel sorry for them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.